Oh. Oh, shoot. Love you guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, OKN. 7:06. Happy Little Friday to you. You're almost there. Almost made it.
Almost there.
Justin, Mamie, Bill. Happy Little Friday.
Happy Little Friday.
Cheerwine's ready. Is that the Spindrift?
This is the Spindrift I start my mornings with.
Is it like a workout drink? Doesn't that sound like it should be a workout drink?
It's just sparkling water with like actual fruit juice in it and not just artificial flavor.
Actual fruit juice.
Yes, you can taste it if you want.
I think I've done it. Haven't we done this before?
Have you tasted these before?
Unsweetened mango orange. Real fruit tastes better. It's kind of the end of the
Can. I was going to say, probably don't.
This is the backwash.
That's the last Spindrift. Yeah, I'll bring a brand new one.
No,
tomorrow.
It's okay. I'm okay. I don't drink soda that often anymore. I do. I'll drink a Diet Coke every once in a while, but I just, the carbonation.
Not a fan.
I get belchy. A little belchish.
Yeah.
Can you conjugate that word?
You can do whatever you want.
I got a verb for you today, so you can conjugate.
Oh, yes. Right.
Conjugate day.
Yeah.
All day.
Oh. Yeah, word of the day. That's what that's a tease for. Happening at after 7:22?
I would say probably 7:20.
Let's call it 7:21. Okay, let's call it 7:21:15.
Yeah.
Okay, somewhere in that ballpark. So if you're around and you're hanging out watching
the seconds.
Yeah,
and people who are watching their clocks by the seconds.
Some people
know
do.
When they tune in. They do?
They just stare at it, just waiting, just counting down the minutes, waiting for things
I literally
to
do that
every single day. So
I don't count down. I just count down for the break.
Right. Right. Yeah. You know,
I wish the shows would never end. Yeah.
A lot of
shows. Sometimes we talk like they're not going to end either.
Sometimes we just talk even when they're over.
That's right. That's right.
It happens. Something happening today. It is the 13th birthday of Madalena Kojikari, and Cornelius Police Department is going to be having a celebration in her honor tonight at 7 p.m.
At the police station?
At the police station, mm-hmm. I believe. So did want to let the community know about that. A tragic event. I mean,
sure. Tragic,
to say,
yeah.
Like, I mean, and
like, when you say close to home.
Right.
So close, because she lived in my neighborhood. So it's very close to home. So really
I don't
sad.
Want to tell you where you live.
It's okay.
But, yeah.
It's okay. Yeah, so she lived in my neighborhood. Really sad. I did not know her or the family, but lots of people in the neighborhood loved her, knew her, like had great things to say about her. Elizabeth from Nina's Boutique, her daughter was in class with her. Mm. Her son was in class with her. So when you say hit close to home, it really, really does because it affects not just the people in my neighborhood, but so many people who have kids that went to school with her. So. All our thoughts and prayers with her, that she's safe, that she's okay, and that she's loved wherever she is.
It's the reminder of the frailty of life, I guess. You could say that in a moment, anything can change.
Right.
And keeping that perspective, and maybe that's, unfortunately, you know, it can be used for good, right? It certainly can be, and sad for the situation and everything. And there's so much behind, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like the whole story, right?
Right.
I mean, when you look at all the pieces of it, but a reminder just that life is frail and be grateful for the moments we do have, I guess,
right.
And not hold grudges and not get caught up in the nonsense of the world, I
mm-hmm.
guess. That
Yeah,
you know,
which is easy to do. It's easy to get busy and, you know, but also a reminder just to tell people that you love them.
And then so for another tragedy that happened yesterday, and we started Tuesday and ended yesterday. I don't know if you know, but Bo Thompson of WBT, he's been the morning show host there for a long, long time. His daughter
passed away.
Tragic. I mean, mm-hmm. so sad.
I know, so
it's
sad.
Blood clot. So praying for Bo's family and the entire family there. And again, just another reminder that time.
We're not guaranteed tomorrow.
Never are.
No.
Never are. We've got a couple of giveaways we're going to be announcing here shortly. Have you downloaded the WSIC News app yet? You can listen to the radio stream 24 hours a day. You can watch the live local content because we do video stream all of our content, by the way. And you can catch all the shows on demand. Every show that we do here is podcasted. So if you love a particular show and you just can't listen at the live show, well, this is an opportunity for you to be able to catch it on demand in one single place. And then local deals for all the local businesses around the Lake Norman community. You can get some pretty good stuff going on, some discounts, because ain't nothing wrong with no coupons. I'm going to be honest with you.
Nothing wrong with saving some money. We all like to save money.
I think back to the show, and I don't remember what it was called, but they would have like the party and everything would be free basically because they would coupon clip and they'd go in and be like, okay, you bought 402 liters and your total is 4 cents.
Like the coupon, push the button. It's a game mega show? Coupon.
It's not a game show, but it like follows people.
And extreme I think couponing.
Yeah, it followed the extreme couponers.
Is.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yes. Yeah.
Did you watch it or are you just familiar with the name?
I'm just familiar with it. It was all the rage for a little while. I never really got into the couponing game, but I do love saving money. Yeah. So that local deals app.
We could try something.
You don't have to cut anything. Easier. You don't have to get a newspaper.
That's
you just
the easier part.
Download it on your phone. You got your phone on you 100% of the time. There you go.
Who doesn't have their phone on them 100% of the time? Although I do find mine like left. I'm at home now. I leave it like in a random spot sometimes. I don't know why. I don't think it's my memory. I think it's literally I just put it down and like stay here for a minute.
You ever left it in the pantry? I've done that.
You ever left it in a public potty?
No.
You've never done that?
No.
Still early. Don't you worry. We've got Liz Law Love Lake Norman Women's event coming up.
Yes.
Another thing you're familiar with in the community.
I am, right? Yes. And I'm emceeing that event. So what? Glad to have Liz come.
Oh,
though.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Don't get excited.
What can't she do?
Yeah, that's the question. My gosh.
Yeah, they were like, hey, you talk. Do you want to talk?
I do. I talk for a living.
I talk for a living. Yeah, I'll come talk.
We've got Ben McKeithen, general manager of Greystone Lodge. He's going to be joining us at 8:30.
High country happenings.
Hi, we got a new theme song.
Yeah, I thought that was a jingle for a moment.
I like
there.
That.
Y'all are too
Bill's
kind.
Been in a singing mood this
morning. I like
morning.
It, Bill. Keep going.
I don't want to tell everyone, but he was singing a little bit before.
Don't get me going.
Oh, joining the choir now.
Yeah.
Mm. I got to keep you guys close. You guys are gassing me up on this little Friday.
Your body's a 10. Patrick Reynolds is going to be joining us, too, at the end of the show. Going to check in with the Home Ad
Talk
Show.
Talk about 10s.
See what's going on up in Statesville this morning. Wondering if the rain's going to affect anything today. I think it definitely will at some point. Mm-hmm. So patient pants. I'm going to go ahead and preempt Jeff's traffic report.
It's going to be bad.
Going to be crazy.
Nope. Wide open. No issues.
No issues. No wrecks.
No issues.
Everybody's
no
driving
nothing.
The correct.
One of those so sketch, it's unsketch moments.
Yeah.
You ever have one of those moments though, when you're driving, you're like, it should be rush hour. And then there's nobody there. And you're like, oh gosh, what happened?
Yeah. And
you
I've
know
also-
what? I'm going to slow down. I'm going to stop. I'm just going to slow it down. We should have some traffic.
Let me create this.
Yeah,
let me
make this happen for these people around here.
I can fix this.
I thought you were going to ask me if I've had a moment that was so sketchy, it was unsketchy. I was going to say yes. Oh, well, absolutely.
I don't need to ask that question. I already know the answer to it.
The bacon wasn't fully cooked, but my gosh, was it delicious, you know? Nothing happened here. No tapeworm from this guy that I know of. 7:13 on the food there.
Is that food? Does that count as
bacon?
Food? Uncooked bacon? Does it count for me?
That's a fair question. Yeah. Does it have to be cooked to be considered
it
food?
It has to be food that I would enjoy eating, I think, if we're going to talk about it.
Handel's ice cream.
There you go.
7:14.
There you go.
We made it. And we're going to continue on. New boat regulations, possibly. Or maybe. Yes. Absolutely.
Looks like a yes.
We'll find out. Catawba County. Doing some things to try to support the lake, too. I don't know if you heard of... this is Lalingbia.
Yes.
Lalingbia.
Yes.
This isn't Hydrilla.
Still a thing?
This isn't Hydrilla the killer.
Oh, it's still a thing. All right.
Lingbia ain't going nowhere. I'm going to be very clear about that. We are in the trenches. Our card has been pulled, and we are going to be battling for a while on this one. So go ahead and strap in. That was a pun for the traffic report we're going to get.
I like it.
Next on the other side.
More Good Morning LKN coming up on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. That morning pep talk for Lake Norman Statesville with Justin, Bill, and Mamie now on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 7:18 on this rainy, rainy little Friday.
Mm-hmm.
RideiCats.com, alternative transportation. $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County down to the city of Charlotte. You do it in the HOV lane, and you do it with Jeff. Jeff, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. There's no accidents to report at this time, although 77 north and southbound traffic is getting heavier as the morning progresses. Of course, you, as you said, it's raining, and so just slow down and leave a little extra room. The roads are getting wet. Statesville and Mooresville, I've not heard of any issues on the secondary roads. Looks like we're getting closer to Friday.
Thank the Lord, Jeff. Thank the Lord for that one. Yeah. We appreciate you, sir. Today's Thursday, the day that ICATS is going to Winston-Salem. Only $1 to cruise down there. Jeff, were the first round of transports, I'll call them, this morning down to the city of Charlotte, were they rowdy or was everybody pretty calm and a little sleepy on the bus this morning?
A little mellow this morning, but we have some good conversations, so I enjoy the passengers I pick up.
All right, Jeff, we appreciate you, sir. We'll talk to you at 8:15. Drive safe out there. Keep everybody apprised of what's going on.
All right, have a good morning.
You too, sir. RideICATS.com. Just waiting for that moment of just some deep level connection with Jeff. You know, I keep trying. And he puts up with me. He tolerates me very, very well.
I think he might almost like us. Almost.
We're close. We're getting closer.
We're getting there.
Oh, he loves us.
Give me a few more months. He's texting you pictures.
Well, he loves Bill.
Yeah, he was texting Bill's pictures.
Yeah,
Bill pictures is what I meant.
He didn't text me.
Well, he's got nothing but good things to say about you guys.
Sorry, Bill.
It's okay.
Didn't mean to cut you
just
off.
Just a compliment.
It's time for the word of the day. What's the word?
Word of the day.
Word of the day. Tough segment, as always, to follow up the ICATS traffic report. Word of the day presented by Merlefest. Merlefest, April the 25th through the 28th up at Wilkes Community College. We will see you there. Justin, do you have anyone for me to admire?
I'm curious if when you're watching the local boys, you feel like a local?
That's it.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I like it. We dug deep there and we got it. I like it. Today's word of the day is discomfort.
Discomfort?
Discomfort.
Like discomfort, only fit?
Fit.
Discomfit.
Discomfited.
Discomfit.
You can conjugate it.
It is a verb. It is a verb. We're dealing with the verb here, ladies and gentlemen.
Gonna conjugate it all day.
Discomfit. D-I-S-C-O-M-F-I-T.
Discomfit. Okay. Do you have the national origin before you give us a sentence?
English. No.
American.
English. Old English. One of the oldest words.
One of the oldest words of the day.
Yes. Jacob was discomfited by the new employee's forward probing questions.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah, it sounds like what it should sound like.
In an
uncomfortable.
It sounds like that. Uncomfortable would be an easy way out. That's not what we
not
have.
Comfortable.
Is it uneasy?
Uneasy,
In a place that I don't like. A place of not liking it.
Justin's discomfort in tight spaces didn't deter him from exploring new
phobia.
Adventures.
Is it phobia?
Nope, definitely did stop him.
You guys, you guys are flirting with the answer. I will say that. I didn't want to give it to you out of just trying to step
out
up
of
the
discomfort.
Bar. Out of discomfort. Mm. To discomfort someone is to make them confused or upset, which, yes, uncomfortable definitely fits the narrative there. Discomfort. So a little layup for you guys and our listeners on this little Friday. Get you going into Friday.
Some will feel discomfort.
You're not going to conjugate it? The one time
that you can?
Right. Yep. Adjust.
Discomfitation occurs when you don't win a grand prize of Merlefest and two nights stay at Greystone Lodge.
Yes.
But you can do that now.
You can do that.
You can be non-discomfited.
Yes.
You can be comforted.
Comforted, yeah.
You can lay on a comforter. All right, what is this Merle Madness giveaway going
it's
on?
It's the ultimate Merle Fest giveaway.
The ultimate.
The not ultimate. Merle Madness. Not Merle Madness. Merle Madness ended. We
that
have
was
our
the
winner.
Basketball
that was the basketball bracket.
A little double entendre to March.
Mm-hmm. Our two winners got their prizes yesterday. They came and picked them up.
Congrats.
Up in Statesville. Congrats to them.
It was Joe Nelson, I believe was.
Or it's actually Jeff Nelson. He spelled his name wrong by accident when he submitted his bracket.
It's very common.
You know what? I forgot to submit my bracket. Happens. He's doing better than I am.
I don't even go to the school.
And he's going to Merlefest now. He's very excited. So the ultimate Merlefest giveaway, it's with us, LKN Memes, which is me.
Is it?
If you don't know, that's me.
Didn't
Greystone
realize.
Lodge and Merlefest. So WSSE, LKN Memes, Greystone Lodge, and Merlefest.
It's like a party, right?
It is a party. It's going to be a good party. The ultimate Merlefest giveaway, one grand prize winner receives a two-night stay at Greystone Lodge in Boone, North Carolina, and four any-day passes to Merlefest.
Dang.
That's a great prize, isn't it?
And Merlefest is April 25th through the 28th, by the way. That's this month.
It is.
I don't know if you knew that.
It is this month. It's just in a couple weeks. But not only are we giving that away, we're also going to have a second place winner.
Two places.
So two chances to win.
Oof. What's the
second place winner gets 2 4-day general admission passes to Merlefest.
Oh, so still can go to Merlefest.
You're still going to Merlefest.
And okay, so you don't get the free stay at Greystone Lodge, but you know we have a standing 15% discount with Greystone
right.
Lodge.
So you could use that as well.
Now what do you got to do to win though? That's the question.
So to win or to enter, all you have to do is comment with the person that you would take with you on this amazing Merlefest ultimate giveaway.
I just got to say, I got to go to the Instagram.
Go to Instagram.
On the post, the ultimate Merle giveaway.
Yep. And you just tag the person that you would take with you. And guess what? You can tag as many people as you want to. One tag equals one entry. One comment equals one entry. So
I can tag 50 different people.
You can tag 50 people if you want to.
I can comment, but you got to comment different
times. It has to be one comment. Yes. Mm. Each comment is one entry. Yeah.
It sounds like a great
combo.
That's
like the easiest way. You get to take a friend with you. You get to make your friend like you a little bit better because you're going to take him with you on this amazing trip. And it's going to be a good time.
If you don't know much about Merlefest, it's over 100 artists, 12 different stages, a festival from April 25th through the 28th at Wilkes Community College. We spoke with the director of the festival, Wes Whitson. If you missed that interview, go back on the Instagram. You can find it on there and learn a little bit about it. I mean, you've got Old Crow Medicine Show as the headliner, Turnpike Troubadours, the Teskey Brothers, Nickel Creek, and so many more. Sam Bush will be there as well. Quite a few artists at a great venue, and you've got the opportunity now to stay at, in my opinion, the best hotel there is in Boone, mm-hmm. and that's the Greystone Lodge.
Yeah. So
Indoor pool,
the croissants, the cinnamon rolls.
Can't forget about the food.
The breakfast. Yeah, it's like a nice breakfast that you get there.
I try to hold off on talking about the breakfast with Ben, like when he comes on each week, because like I just want to talk about the breakfast. He's like, man, people have heard about the breakfast. Let's talk about some besides the breakfast.
Somebody hasn't, and we're here to let them know it's a good breakfast.
I feel like breakfast is an important part of like when you're traveling yes. and you're looking for a hotel, you look for that free breakfast.
Yes, all the time, especially if you got kids.
Why would you not?
But it's going to be a great time. And, you know, we love Greystone Lodge and the partnerships they have with the local businesses around Boone. So you go there, go to Merlefest, get some local discounts around the high country, too.
And I asked Ben last week, how far is Greystone from Merlefest, from Wilkes Community College? It's less than 30 minutes.
Yeah.
That's just a little skip down the old mountain right there.
Yeah, it's going to be a really, really good time. So go ahead, go to our Instagram, go to Lake Norman Memes Instagram. It's on both. And you can even find it on our Facebook page, but you need to hop back over to our Instagram page to enter.
Yeah, we got some specific requirements.
It's not too hard to enter, though. We made it very easy for you guys to enter.
Shout out to the IG Live family that's watching right now. As every morning and with all of our shows, you can watch them all live video stream on all the social platforms, WSICnews.com, and as I mentioned, the WSIC News app. Lingbia! Been around for a little
it's
bit
still
now.
Still there. I thought we got rid of it.
So we found it. We wanted to do something about it. A group came together, raised some dollars, and now it's looking like everyone is starting to understand the necessity of participating and getting rid of this. So
okay.
I don't know if you remember years ago, hydrilla.
I do remember the hydrilla.
It was like it's like a seaweed.
Mm-hmm.
It's like algae.
And that's what was hurting the animals, right?
Don't know about that one.
Oh.
No, I think the lingbia.
The blue algae, green algae, blue algae, something algae.
I don't know a lot about science. Again, it was one of my worst subjects in school. But
what's the dog doing?
So the hydrilla was algae that was growing that if you cut it, it would grow back rapidly even more.
Okay.
The only way to get rid of the hydrilla was a specific type of fish that is heavily regulated in North Carolina and only so many are bred per year, and you have to apply for an allocation. As far as I know, and now hydrilla may still exist in some way, shape, or form within the lake, but they had done what they needed to
do. They got the fish. It's gone.
They applied for it. They got permits. They dumped some fish at Blythe Landing or wherever they do it at. I don't know. But there's no more hydrilla. But there might be. Anyway, Lingbia. It's not like a plant. It's like a algae, but it's not. It's a weird thing. And I bring that up because it has to do with how you can get funding from the state in order to cover cost on it.
Yeah.
It doesn't fit the qualifications of a particular program. So we had to raise dollars locally because what this becomes, it takes over the entire lake. And so there's some at the top, there's some at the bottom, and we don't want it to close in. But you got to eradicate it early because it can turn in, I think, can cause, like, they're wondering, they don't know necessarily everything, skin rashes, health concerns, things like that.
Yeah, the first article that we read, they weren't sure what the effect on people and animals would be.
Right.
Right.
Could be bad.
Could be bad. They're could not be sure. Bad.
The key is, if we don't take care of it now, it will be substantially more to take care of it later. And it is a multi-year process, right? You kind of shoot it, try to get it to stop growing, kill it back a little bit, do it again the next year, the next year, the next year. It's better than what's going on over at Lake Gaston.
You should really stick around to hear what the Crazy Gang of Three have to say next. Good Morning LKN on WSIC. Give us a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good Morning LKN. 7:34. Happy little Friday to you. Excited now to speak with a Charlottean native.
Native, I know. It's a little unicorn in here.
Born and raised.
Charlottean native, lived in Africa, saves lives now. Did I summarize that accurately?
I mean.
And a pastor's wife. So.
And a pastor's
wife.
Yeah.
She does it all.
All of it. Yeah.
Liz Law joins us to talk about Love Lake Norman's upcoming event, Gather, a Love Lake Norman woman's event. And Mamie mentioned earlier, she is the MC of the event as well. Yes. Welcome.
But
thank
Liz
you for
is
coming.
The one who does all the hard work. I just show up and talk.
She all makes I did your was, life I easier. I sent you an email.
Look, you don't know. It's hard.
Thank you for joining us. While I may have wanted to 40 seconds before these mics went hot, wanted to derail the whole thing and start talking about Africa with you, let's focus on here at Lake Norman right now.
Next conversation.
Yes, absolutely. Love Lake Norman. You guys are a church and that meets currently at Kane Center for the Arts in downtown Cornelius. That's got to be pretty cool. That's a good venue.
It is amazing.
What's that like? Let's start broad-based at the church level, like the setup, the week-to-week. What's it like if people come and experience Love Lake Norman? What would they see?
Well, hopefully, if somebody's coming in for the first time, they don't see all the stuff, the setup, right? Yeah. Like, we don't want them to see that. But the team does get there at 7 a.m. on Sunday mornings to start doing setup because we want it to be a welcoming environment where families can come and bring their kids and they can have a great time, but where they find friendly faces. And so in order to find a friendly face, like, you got to be a friendly face. And so
y'all wave with all five fingers there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ten.
Ten. Jazz hands.
Jazz hands. Yes. We have people out on the street waving at folks as they drive down past the Kane Center and welcoming folks in. Yeah, it's a great time.
But what time are services on Sunday?
At 10 a.m.
Okay. Yeah, 10 a.m. So not even super early. Like, no, there's the people that early. Sleep in can come.
It's good for me.
Yeah.
It's real good for me.
Yeah.
I'm still late most days.
What? Well, me too. And I'm the pastor's wife.
A little different. A little different for you. Let's talk about Gather. Is this the first time of doing a women's event or no? Tell us about the event.
This is our second time doing a women's event, and we'll be doing it at our office, which is actually across the street from Camp Wagtails. You know where that is?
Camp Wagtails?
In Cornelius.
You've never
downtown
heard?
Corntown?
No, not downtown Cornelius. Camp Wagtails is over
on
near
Star Creek.
Star Creek, that's the name of the road. But
this
like,
is how I derail things, by the way.
If you're heading, like you're going to Bailey or Huff,
okay.
You take the right.
Captain
Wagon
Tails.
Yeah.
I like that. Okay.
Camp Wagon.
Camp. Oh, camp.
For
okay.
dogs.
I thought you said captain.
No, Camp Wagon Tails.
Oh, that sounds like a fun time. I'm messing
with that. Oh, that's where I take my dog.
I know the
it.
Place. I'm just kidding.
Oh,
yeah.
But it's on Star Creek Drive in Cornelius.
Okay.
Very easy to find.
Yeah. So second time we'll be doing this and excited doing it a little bit different than the last time we had a speaker, and this time we'll have a mini message, but then Mamie's going to facilitate a panel where women are just sharing their stories.
And really sharing about different seasons of their life. Mm-hmm. So that's the theme around this one, is about different seasons that you're in as a woman, whether it's going to be like early with, you know, young kids or single life, or as you're transitioning empty nesters and caring for elderly parents, dealing with grief and things like that. So just something for every stage mm-hmm. of life that a woman is in, and we want to provide that for the community.
Y'all do a lot as women. I want you to know that. I mean, I'm speaking on behalf of all dudes out there.
Appreciate that.
Y'all do great. I mean, y'all do great things, and mm-hmm. we appreciate y'all. I know we don't say it very often, but I'm just letting y'all know we like y'all and we appreciate y'all.
Aw, thanks. So, yeah, I'm gonna be sharing about when I was 22 and a really hard season that I went through, and what the Bible says about seasons of life and what God thinks about seasons of life and how he comes alongside us in all of it. And so that's what we're really hoping to share with women, and that they take away, is that God is there in every season of life. No matter if you're 22, like I was, and like on the struggle bus, or now when I'm not, I'm off that struggle bus now. Thank goodness.
I'm still on it.
Well, there are mornings. There are mornings.
I'm the driver of the struggle bus.
So for let's say someone who's never been to Love Lake Norman, mm-hmm. are they allowed to attend the event? How does that process work?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So we would love for women to come who have not been to Love Lake Norman. In fact, it's a wonderful opportunity to get a viewpoint into our church and the women, and without the maybe pressure that folks feel about coming on a Sunday mm-hmm. morning. And so we'll have dinner. The event is from 6 to 9. And so we'll start with dinner from Fresh Chef.
Oh, okay.
Which I was there last night at the new location in Huntersville. Yeah. And it is amazing.
Good?
Yeah.
What'd you order?
Oh, the kale salad, of course.
Always, yeah. With or without chicken?
With chicken. Yes. Blackened chicken. Yes. Yeah, definitely. That's my favorite. Sometimes I get it with salmon, but you know.
The chicken, though.
Good. The chicken is really good. So we'll have dinner from Fresh Chef, and then just a talk about the seasons of life, and we'll do a craft. And hopefully folks will walk away with new friends and having had a lot of fun, a lot of laughter.
There's a lot of things that happen in life, right? Like day to day, hour to hour, minute to minute for some people, right? And so how do you, when you're prepping for something like this and you're praying and you're you know, digging into the word to think about what should you say, right? Getting in line with the Spirit, all the terms that we all know as Christians, right? But you get into the room and there's somebody who's just hurting. What typically for you, at least in the past, has like been those moments where like you're able to dive into their life with them and pour into them?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I mean, preparing for this event, I really dig into scripture, right? And so reading scripture to prepare my heart for whatever God is putting on it to share. But in a situation like that, I really think about how hurt I have been in the past, right? And like connect back with hurting myself, whether it is from a breakup or a death or just things not going, you know, how I think they should go. And then really just listen to the person, right? Because that's really what we want to feel, is to be known and to have somebody sit in grief or hurt with us. And so sometimes just presence is what's needed.
And just having a community of people, I'd imagine, helps, because a lot of times, and maybe I'm wrong, you tell me when, because as a pastor's wife, y'all meet a lot of people, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Do people feel as alone as the world seems right now, do you think?
I think it depends on where, if that person is plugged into a community,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so once, I think, when folks might come into our church, we often find them that way, right? So lonely and disconnected. But I do think that our church does a good job of encouraging folks to get plugged in, whether it's, you know, on a Sunday morning in a serving team, because you can find friends just by serving alongside them, or by being involved in a crew, which is our small groups.
Oh, a crew. I like that. Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Very, you know, lake-oriented.
And so for this particular event, Gather, a Love Lake Norman women's event happening at on Star Creek Drive. What was the name of it again?
Star Creek Drive.
No, I know the address, but the place.
It's our the Love Lake Norman. Oh, across from Camp Wagging Tails. It's not. Don't show up to Camp Wagging Tails ready for the event.
Just knock on the door, bark twice. Someone will come.
It's across the street at the Love Lake Norman offices. So that's where the offices are for the church.
So each week for Love Lake Norman, let's go back to the macro of the church as a whole. When you guys gather, what's the worship service like? Are you willing to talk about your husband's preaching at all a little bit?
It's amazing. I might be biased. That's a great question. So on Sunday mornings, folks would arrive hopefully before 10 a.m. or maybe like Mamie and I, maybe a little bit
10:05.
Yeah, 10:05. It's okay. Walk in. Come. We've had a family show up at like 10:50 before, and they are now like a huge part of our church. They just, thought that church lasted forever and didn't want to come on time.
It's an all-day event.
Yeah, it's an all-day event. It is not an all-day event here. It goes from 10 to 11, and we are pretty punctual. In fact, there's a 5-minute warning. I don't know if you've ever heard the 5-minute warning out in the lobby, but it is at the Kane Center, right? Yeah. So like it's just an incredible facility.
Oh yeah,
and has incredibly comfortable seats and good lighting, but the acoustics also in there are phenomenal. And so we start our worship service with praise music, and what we would say is just kind of like. Just kind of getting in the mood, right? Like it, just lifting our hearts to God, or really just, I think about it, it's like kind of like a concert. And so if you see me in there, I'm kind of like jamming out in the front because I love it. And I love music, period. And my body just moves, And so that's just something that I can't withhold. And then Gerald comes on and shares a message, that is what he has learned about the Bible and applicable to daily life. And I'm biased, but I think that he's a really good, speaker. And so it's always applicable to my life. I always get a lot out of it. And I hear it a lot. And then we just end encouraging folks to get plugged in because we do want folks to be doing life alongside each other, which is the reason for this women's event.
LoveLKN.org, Love Lake Norman, LoveLKN.org. Gather, a Love Lake Norman women's event. You do need to register,
yes.
I believe. Yes.
Yes, yes. Okay. Please
make
register.
Sure I'm saying the right things here. Yeah. So, go to the calendar and you can check out the event. Coming right back.
Keep it right here. Justin, Bill, and Mamie will be right back with more Good Morning LKN on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. Now, back to more of Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good Morning LKN. 7:48. Happy little Friday to you. LKN. Oh, excuse me. Love LKN. You can't forget the love in front of that there. I just can't. I just jumped to the LKN. LoveLKN.org. Love Lake Norman, a local church that meets each week at Kane Center for the Arts. An upcoming event, Gather, a Love Lake Norman women's event taking place at the Love Lake Norman offices off of Star Creek Drive. You go to lovelkn.org. You click calendar. You'll find the event. You do need to register for it.
Yes, and please register by Monday.
This is a ladies-only event, too, I would imagine, right?
It is.
Yeah. Okay. This is ladies-only, but you don't have to be a member of the church.
Bunch of sexists. No, I'm just kidding. I know. No, I wouldn't do that to you. No.
You do need to register, and it's Friday, April 19th, so it's a week from tomorrow, but we do want people to register because we are going to have dinner for people, so we want to make sure we have plenty of food. There's going to be a craft. And when we say a craft, it's not just like
bracelets.
No, it's not just color. I mean, it's a craft. Christina is our craft director, and she is amazing. The most talented decorator.
Oh,
all the things.
Like the last time we did this event, I walked in. I'm not an interior designer.
I'm not at all either. It's not my gift.
That's not my gift either. But I walk in and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so beautiful. Yes. It was incredible. It had like, we did it in the fall, so there are pumpkins and all kinds of like white flowers. So I'm really looking forward to what they come up with this time.
For putting together an event like this, again, Gather, a Love Lake Norman women's event, you can find information at lovelkn.org if you click on calendar. How much planning has to go into to these kinds of things as a church? Because you guys probably have quite a few events throughout the year, right? If I had to guess. And not to mention just every week is an event, right? So what is that like in planning and thinking through, okay, here's what we believe God's putting on our heart. Here's what we believe is going on in the community. What's that process been like for you and your husband and the team?
Yeah, so this is a volunteer-led event. It was started by Susan Sanders, who is a local kind of physician here. It was her mm-hmm. idea, and she's a member of our church, and she felt like God was really putting on her heart that we needed to be doing events for women. And so she got us going on the last one, and then started us up again talking about an event for April, which is what we're in now. But we started talking about it probably in January or February, because nearly everybody who is involved in the planning of this event does not work for the church. So we have other lives, you know, and other things going on. So we start with a long, you know, kind of runway, because there's a lot of life that happens and we need to make sure that we accommodate all of that. But we assign kind of roles and everybody just pitches in and just makes it happen.
It's interesting because what you're describing, like, basically is like life, you know, mm-hmm. and so to have an opportunity for the ladies to get together and talk about these things in the different stages. Maybe you mentioned you're going to be emceeing and you're in a panelist as well. You're coming up on being an empty nester. We talk about Katie all the time.
I know. It's a little crazy. Yeah. Just the season that we're getting ready to enter in, that Rob and I are getting ready to enter in. But women just need that connection, right? They need to know, like you were saying in the last segment, that somebody can meet them where they are, that even if they're not in that season with them, they've been there. And so being able to have somebody to represent three different seasons in women's lives is going to be really important, because I feel like whoever comes will be able to relate to one of these stories that between Liz and the panelists and myself that'll share while we're there.
Can I ask a question to you without offending you or?
Yeah.
Okay. She knows. She's looking.
She knows.
She's listening. Okay. All right. Is it okay that I, as a dude, can't meet all of the needs of my wife? Is that okay?
You're not expected to. And if you are, then there might be some unrealistic expectations.
Oh, I didn't say. I'm asking for a friend. I'm just talking.
Oh,
just,
yeah, yeah. Okay, okay.
Not you.
That's just for a friend. Not you. Okay. On behalf of all dudes.
On behalf of all dudes. Yeah. Women? They sent in their survey questions to me, and I'm just passing them on.
All
that's
of Lake
all
Norman
I'm doing.
Men sent you this question earlier this morning. No, women need that connection, yeah. Right? They need other women to create that community with. I think it's really important. I don't know if it's as important for men, but I know that women really need that community. Of other women around them, having someone who is farther ahead in the journey than you and somebody who you can eventually mentor, who's maybe you can learn from you as well.
Yeah, sharing the different wisdoms, you know, that come along with life and learning from those ahead of us and then giving back. But I was actually with some friends last night, like I said, at Fresh Chef, Huntersville. It's amazing. And we were talking about marriage, you know, and the just men and women and the different roles that we play, but also how men are not meant to complete a woman in marriage or in any way, right? I mean, I was single for a very long time and I loved that season of my life and felt very complete in it.
No offense, Pastor.
Yeah, no, sorry. Sorry, babe. Love you. But but it took a lot of growth and learning from the women who went ahead of me in those seasons to learn that and be comfortable with that.
Can we talk about Africa a little bit?
Sure.
What's Africa like?
Oh, it's incredible. Yeah. I just took Gerald, my husband, there in November. And we just stayed with friends and family that I have there. And so I lived there for a couple years, but mostly in South Africa and then in Swaziland, which is now the Kingdom of Eswatini.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. It is the last absolute monarchy in Africa. And so little tidbit of trivia.
I love that. No, we're all about that. And if I'm on Cash Cab next time, I'm going to know. That's it.
But it's great. The people are warm and friendly, and I absolutely adored living there. In fact, it's kind of what drove me to come back to the Charlotte area is because after I was living in Africa, I moved to London. Which is great.
You're a world traveler.
Yes. So much. There's just so much that goes on in London, right? Like, like shows and sights to see and obviously the royal family and all of the drama that comes along with that. But
you're into that stuff, the royal family
stuff? No, I'm not into that. Although I did watch that documentary on Harry and Meghan.
Oh, yeah. Everybody did, I think. Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah. It gives a little lens into what goes on in the world, and I'm very thankful that I'm not in that world.
Yeah, I don't feel sorry for you guys.
Yeah, I know. But when I was
How dare you disrespect the British royalty.
Sorry, guys. Sorry, Harry and Meghan. I know you're listening. Yeah. Sorry. I don't feel sorry for you.
Technically, they're not royal. We're derailing.
We are derailing.
Oh, I guess you're right. Technically, are they not royal anymore?
I think they gave up their titles, didn't they? Or he gave up his?
Is once a royal, always a royal?
Couldn't tell you.
I don't know.
Okay. You live there. I don't know.
See, this is how much I know about
Harry. Call Harry.
Let me text him real quick. Yeah. So, but it's a very different culture there to live. And so and it rains all the freaking time there. It's like it is today. Like, and my hair doesn't do rain. I mean, I have very curly hair and I try to keep it straight. And that wasn't.
Looks straight.
Yeah. But that's because I had to like flat iron it, you know, all that stuff.
Lady things that.
Yeah. All the lady things. But that. It did not stay that way in London. It would get really curly and the people were nice, but like not the warmth of Africa. Like I just missed the friendliness and like connection that folks have in Africa. And I thought, I had that at home. I had that in North Carolina. And so I moved back here.
Was there like a moment where you felt that? Like I get like generally, right? But what was the moment?
Well, yeah, actually, I have thought about this. I was listening to Eric Church's Carolina on My Mind. Mm. And I remember being in London being like, oh my gosh, I really want to go home. And he was touring. So he was like actually there in London. So I like went to go see him live. And then I just was reflecting on it and I was like, oh yeah, It's time to go home. I'd been living abroad and away from North Carolina for like 10 or 12 years. So it was time to come home.
So you are a Charlotte native. Where'd you go to school at in Charlotte?
Harding University High
Harding
School.
Harding University.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. I grew up near South Mech. So both my siblings went to South Mech, but Harding had a great IB program. So went out there.
IB program's pretty good. So now back here in North Carolina, for how long now? How long have you been back here then?
Since I always have a hard time remembering, it was 2013 or 2014. So
about 10 years.
Yeah, about 10 years.
About a decade.
About a decade.
Do you miss Africa? Like being there on a day-to-day basis?
Yes. Yeah, it was like music to my soul going back in November. But also introducing Gerald to that.
Right.
And everything that comes with that because there's so much that you just can't explain, you know, or you like, I can show pictures and show videos, but it was really good for him to walk through the bush with us, you know, and like,
see this thing I've been telling you about for years. Yeah, see, this is it. This was it.
He see that elephant? Yeah. Like, yeah, they legit exist.
What about the food?
Oh, the food, has a lot of influence that we have like the same from Southern influence. So like West
like
African
fried chicken.
Yes, there is fried chicken there.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. But it's very cosmopolitan because South Africa, one of the biggest cities and where we spend a lot of our time is Cape Town. And it is kind of labeled the southernmost city of Europe.
Now, did you ever see a shark? Oh, wait, that's Australian.
Oh. Well, they have great white sharks.
Yeah.
There.
That's like on Shark Week.
Yes.
Every
and
year.
So we did consider, do we do the cage diving? Because that's not anything that I had ever done before.
Who would?
Yeah, we did not do that.
No, okay. Yeah. I wouldn't do it.
I didn't want to do that.
Maybe when I was 20, not now.
Yeah, I don't want to do that now.
Thanks for hanging with us today.
Thank you so much for being here.
Love Lake Norman, lovelkn.org. If you click on calendar, you're going to scroll down a little bit. You're going to see Gather, a Love Lake Norman women's event taking place at the Love Lake Norman offices next Friday. But you got to register. There's
Please.
A panel, there's
yes.
a speaker. Well,
yes.
I'm going to tell people to register.
You Please
know,
register.
You know what I
yes.
say. I say, register. Just show up at the door. Come on. The Spirit will provide. That's what I usually say. Friday,
Amen.
April 19th, 6 to 9 p.m. It's going to be dinner. There's going to be, I don't want to call it arts and crafts. I don't think that does it justice. Mm. You said it was Christina who does it? Or what's her?
And Carrie Ann is kind of leading it. So yeah. yeah.
It's more, it's
going to be beautiful. It's going to be an experience.
It's an experience. That's right. And if you, no matter what season you are walking in life, know that there are people that want to support you. God loves you. And you have an opportunity to come together and just hang out.
Yeah.
They're back.
More of Justin, Bill, and Mamie now. It's Good Morning LKN from WSIC. Local starts here.
Good morning, LKN. 8:06. Happy little Friday to you. Thanks again to Liz Law of Love Lake Norman, a local church that meets at Kane Center for the Arts every Sunday at 10 o'clock. An upcoming women's event celebrating the ladies.
Yes, we love the ladies.
We do love the ladies. And Mamie, you'll be emceeing the event. You'll also be on the panel just talking about different seasons of life, welcoming everyone. There will be dinner. You can register, lovelkn.org. And if you missed the segment, we will clip it, put it on social media, so you will be able to go back and watch it if you did. Thanks again to Liz Law. Love Lake Norman, lovelkn.org. Talked about the Lingbia last hour, okay?
Okay.
Now, Catawba County is kicking in on this. Two things that this does. I think it helps solidify that we care. Okay? It's a piece. Number two, there is absolutely no question that Catawba is part of Lake Norman now, because they're giving money to Lake Norman.
What towns of Lake Norman are in Catawba County?
Sherrill's Ford.
That's Catawba County. I didn't know that.
Sherrill's Ford is Catawba County.
I thought it was Lincoln.
It is just north of Lincoln, just north of
I thought it was within
Denver.
Lincoln. Is that the only one? There are probably a couple little tiny ones.
Maybe some unincorporated territories.
The northwest side of the lake.
Yeah, this is where you're getting into
geography of the day.
Geography of the day.
We already did Africa, so we've hit our ceiling for geography.
Well,
of the
more
day.
Like county maps is kind of what this is. Is like where whose territory is who is
memorized.
What you're asking me right now.
You've lived here your whole life. You don't have the map of Lake Norman.
ETJs and all this terms that are fun for real estate. So no, I don't know. But Catawba County commissioners unanimously voted to provide $10,000 in funding to help the Lake Norman Marine Commission control algae in the lake. So the commission did put together a $60,000 plan to help fight the Lingbia. Catawba County coming in. And again, it's going to take ongoing. It's going to take a multi-year approach to really keep this back. And some people might be saying right now, or you might be saying right now, why? Why should I care? The lake is an economic driver for the community. People come here because they want to experience the community and the lake as a part of that. And so if we don't manage it well, if we don't take care of it, that over time will erode the entire value of our community. And
right.
We definitely don't want that at all.
Right. And I like to swim in the lake. That's the best reason of all.
Do
you swim in the lake?
100%.
Okay. Do you?
I do a lot more than that.
Oh, okay. Let's move on.
Do you ever like to touch your feet on the bottom of the lake?
I do not like to touch my feet on the bottom.
It's one of the best feelings
in the
world.
I hate the mucky muck is what I call it. Can't stand it. I just kind of doggy paddle until I get to the sand. But I do love to swim in the lake. And I love to just, like, I'm just a floater, a putter. That's what I call it, like, putting around the lake. I just want to go slow. I don't need to go fast.
Nope. I don't need to go fast either.
And so
I only have so many spots I go to on the lake too. I don't
Oh,
go.
Really? You don't go explore new places?
I just don't have the transportation that can handle that. So
gotcha.
I have a boat. I have a pontoon boat. It's a 1995.
I feel like we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
I think
she's built for comfort, not for speed.
Right. Yeah. I had one of those too.
Yeah. So I don't make it to the north side of the lake very often. I'm pretty much around the dam quite often. That's pretty much my spot.
I don't need to go fast. Like just me on a big float for the day. There was one time Rob and I were talking, so we were dating, and I was like, if you could do anything in the world for one day, 24 hours, what would you do? And he was like, I don't know. What would you do? And I was like, I'd just sit on the float on the lake.
24 hours?
Yeah. It would be anything. Sunshine. I wouldn't get sunburned.
Oh, got it. Okay, I know what world we're living in.
Yeah.
I get you. Okay.
You do whatever you want to do for 24 hours.
Yeah.
It'd be sunshine, me on the lake with a book, maybe some music, just floating with the waves.
If I could do anything, I would probably be like in one of those little tiki huts in Barbados or Fiji. And I say that because, well, why don't you try to do that now, Justin? I have no desire to be in salt water and with sand at the beach. But if I can be in that world, I don't get sunburned.
You do whatever you want to do. Yeah, you don't get sunburned. Rob's answer, go to outer space. It's like, I'm not trying hard enough, am I?
Did he say outer space or Mars?
Outer space. It just space. He really wants to go to space, yeah.
He really wants to.
He really wants to, yeah.
He's a brave guy.
I know. And I was like, I guess I don't have enough ambition because all I wanted, he was like, that's like literally something you could do right now. He said, it's not like a fantasy. I was like, well, not really though.
You may not be, maybe regulations in the future wouldn't enable you to float for 24 hours. Cause you know, they got some new rules coming out on the lake right now.
Mm-hmm.
The Lake Norman Marine Commission is requiring boat rental companies to purchase a minimum of $500,000 of liability insurance and submit each boat to a Coast Guard inspection every 2 years. That costs $2 per craft. And this is in addition to having to take a boat education course if they were born in 1988 or later. So some rules coming out. If you're going to be doing boat rentals or any type of business-like activity, we are seeing an increase of the regulation on the lake.
That's a big thing, the boat rentals. That's a pretty huge, pretty good trend.
Much, much, much needed, yes. If you ever go into the main channel on a Saturday, they all need to be arrested. It's terrible out there.
Yeah, boats are different in that there's not like lanes. I mean, there are certain protocols you should do from a training perspective of nautical training, but.
Right, but people don't take that. They just rent the boat and go. So they don't even know, you know, they'll come up here for the day from Charlotte or somewhere else and they don't know the rules of the lake.
Absolutely not. Or they'll tube in the middle of the main channel or go extremely fast or
follow too close, all the things.
Forbid severe intoxication, a lot of things like that where, and it's unfortunate, it's sad. There are deaths every year on the lake. Every year there are deaths on the lake. And I think this from a safety perspective is what it's really, you know, geared toward is trying to figure that out and help and kind of put some things into place that at least make it to where if you're going to do business, you're a legitimate business is what I think they're trying to narrow down to as well.
Yeah. The end of this article said that so this is from WCCB Charlotte. They reached out to five local marinas that rent boats. And two told WCCB Charlotte they're not renting boats this year due to the new regulation. So some of those smaller boat rental companies is really going to impact them.
I don't know what the liability policy would cost. I mean, and in the business world, right, that's where when costs get added, it's no different than if we were talking about affordable housing or anything else, right? The cost is always going to be a factor. A liability policy for renting out a boat, that's got to be pricey.
I know. It's got to be real pricey. So it's going to hurt some of those small. I mean, this is some of the big boat rental companies around here, but there's a lot of small ones who, you know, one, two boats that they're just renting out to make some money. So it is going to hurt them, but I think it's definitely needed. I feel sad for the companies that can't do it anymore, but it's, if you're out there on a Saturday on the main channel, you know how much it's needed.
It's like so cars like became a thing, right? Of like renting for the day. Toro, I don't know if you've ever seen that platform. It's called Toro, where you can literally like rent out your car for a day if somebody needs to drive a car and you can rent your car. So they have a boat kind of trader type thing like that as well, where you can rent it for the day. Too much regulation?
So would that count for people who rent it for the day? I have rented a boat. There's a couple of sites that do that. And I have rented a boat for the day. Rob's been the captain. You know, we haven't hired
captain,
a captain,
my captain.
Yeah. Yeah. He knows how to operate a boat very well. He's real good at it.
That's great. It will affect anybody trying to rent boats as a business on the lake, is my understanding.
Yeah.
Too broad?
Maybe. But it's still, I don't know. I go back and forth because it still is very much needed. It's not like an Airbnb. You know, you rent out your house. People can get wild there, but they're not, usually won't kill anybody if they're acting a fool.
The public policy debate, classic Supreme Court argument right there. I like that, Mames.
We'll have more Good Morning LKN coming up on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. They're back. More of Justin, Bill, and Mamie now. It's Good Morning LKN from WSIC. Local starts here.
Good Morning LKN. 8:18. Happy little Friday to you. You know, it's usually at that 8 o'clock hour. Is it still raining outside? Kinda? No?
Probably.
Maybe. I know somebody who do knows if it's raining or not. Jeff with iCats. Ride iCats.com. Alternative transportation. $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County down to the city of Charlotte. And you get to cruise in the HOV lane. Jeff, how are things looking out there now?
Good morning. There's no accidents to report, but
I'm coming up on Harris Boulevard. It's not raining right now. Things are drying out here, but there are several slowdowns to report. 77 southbound, about mile marker 26 before, as you're getting into Huntersville. There's some slowdowns there all the way to about 485. Also, when you're coming into the city of Charlotte southbound, around the Brookshire Freeway, going into the city, there's some slowdowns there. As far as northbound, up around exit 23, getting into Huntersville, there's some slowdowns, stop-and-go traffic from there to Cornelius. Secondary roads in state, I've not heard of any issues. So hopefully it'll be a good morning for commuters.
Jeff, we appreciate that. Glad to hear there's no accidents out there. RideICats.com. We appreciate you. Look forward to hanging out with you tomorrow a little bit.
All right. Well, I want to use your word for the day.
All right,
Jeff. Go for it, Jeff.
I ran it through Bill. I said, Charlotte drivers make me discomfited.
And he conjugated it too.
He did. Good job, Jeff.
Good job, Jeff. I like it.
So, you guys have a great day.
You too, Jeff.
You too, Jeff.
See ya. RideICats.com. Jeff there, coming in with the word of the day. Conjugated, no doubt. Crushed it. Let me hit this one more time for him.
I like it, Jeff.
That's
I
for
like
you,
it.
Jeff. That's for you. Cornelius Pontoon Rentals commenting on the IG Live right now. They are approved, they say, with the Lake Norman Marine Commission, Mecklenburg County. And so if you're looking for a boat rental still, there are legitimate businesses
yes,
out here. There are.
Definitely, yeah. Yeah, and they actually, they also sent a message too. They said they're the first approved boat rental company out of Mecklenburg County, also approved with the Lake Norman Marine Commission, and they're approved with the U.S. Coast Guard for safety. So there's one for you.
Shout out to
Cornelius Pontoon Rentals.
Cornelius Pontoon Rentals. Why not Corntown? Should they?
I think I've heard it a couple times.
Corntown?
Corntown. I've heard people using Corntown. Who was it? The Cornelius Fire Department made shirts.
Oh.
That said Corntown on them for St. Patrick's Day.
TM.
Yeah. Did you TM it already?
I think we TM'd. Well, I can't really take full credit for Corntown. I had heard it before.
Oh, so you didn't come up with that one.
I don't want to. Yeah, I can't lie and take credit for it. I just can't. But it's a great word, though.
It's becoming a thing. I've heard it from more people than just you.
Yeah, okay.
It's getting around.
That means it's really taken off.
It's taken off.
If when I'm saying it, it's still questionable. But when everyone else is saying it, it's okay. This in-between time. Okay, so I think I take this time of year as in-between spring and summer.
Okay.
We're coming up on the end of the year.
End of what year?
School year.
Oh, school year.
I know this isn't relevant to you anymore because...
Every school email I get, I just hit delete. If it doesn't say graduation, I delete it.
I'm curious, and this is going to tie into something that we're doing here at WSIC. When you get to this time of the year and you start seeing the notices, think back, you know, in the past few years. I know Kay's been a great student her whole life. I have no doubt whatsoever. But the messages of like, hey, we're coming up on the end of the year. You want to start doing some of these things for your kid. Like, hey, we need to talk about something, year-end meeting, whatever.
Yes.
Status reports, if you would. Is that a time that you think that from other parents that you talk to, because you probably know more parents than I do too. Like I know some, but my kids are super young. I don't get these reports. Is everyone in a panic right now usually in the school year as parents, or no? Is everyone like kind of the parents are experiencing like summer potential as much as the kids are?
The parents are anticipating the summer potential for sure. I think the biggest thing coming up is that testing, that end of grade testing,
EOGs.
The EOGs, ooh, the dreaded EOGs, ooh, because teachers spend so much time prepping their kids for those EOGs. And I could talk about that all day. We don't have to today.
That's why I brought it up.
Testing, so et cetera. Katie is not a good tester.
She's not.
She is a great student. She's not a good tester, especially when she feels like her career is on the line with this test, which is how she,
you know, at 18, she's on the line, you know?
High anxiety kiddo. So yeah, third grade, she's like, if I don't get a 5, what is college going to say? It's like, babe, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
You'll be all right.
It's okay. But she,
I don't even go to this school.
So like for kids like that put so much weight on it, I feel really bad for them. I feel bad for the teachers because so much of their performance and I think, I don't know, my mom, my sisters, you know, just from their perspective, just knowing that, like, that's such a stressful time for them. So I think that's the stress that parents are feeling right now.
There is a lot of pressure on the teacher side for now. Demi teaches kindergarten, so she
no EOGs
she
in kindergarten,
and she doesn't want the EOGs, right? No. Because that changes the moment you go to an EOG grade. Everything changes as far as the expectation, the requirements,
how you teach, and what you can teach, or not all, what you can't teach, but what you need to teach for those kids to pass the test. Yeah, so that's like what third through seventh grade, I think. I'm not sure when it stops.
That's a good question. I don't recall.
Katie's in the phase of her school career where if you have a average at the end, you don't even have to take the exam. So
that's pretty good.
Yeah, she's.
They didn't have that. I don't remember.
She's sitting pretty. Yeah,
that's not pretty. That's not bad there. I mean, I definitely didn't have an A average, so it wouldn't matter for me back then anyway. Yeah, but
she's a really good student. She did take. So I say about the not being a good tester because she took AP classes freshman and sophomore year. So freshman year they allowed ninth graders to take an AP class for whatever reason, and I was like, don't do it. It's really hard. Plus, we're in a pandemic, so you're schooling from home, and I can't help you with AP World History, obviously.
Yeah.
Don't ask me any questions about that one. So she really struggled to end up with a C in the class and just devastated. And I was like, just stop taking these classes that have these huge tests at the end to determine your performance, because you'll do great all year round if you just take that pressure off of you.
It's just so deep that we're right now, what I'm worried about is like the finger, like Noah's just loving the finger paint stuff he's bringing home to me right now, but he goes to kindergarten next year. And
prepare
so,
to be astonished.
Kindergarten's fun though. He's going to have a good time.
Still pretty wide open as far as.
Speaking of your kids, I brought a gift.
You did?
For Emmy, yeah.
Did you really?
I did.
Oh, good, because it was been a rough past couple of days with her.
Good. Here, sheesh. You want it?
What do you got? Yeah, sure. You're going to actually get up right now and walk out of here?
No, it's right here in my bag.
That's right. Okay, yeah, sure, yeah. You brought it. I didn't know you brought a gift for Emmy. That's pretty cool. Something colorful or
it's Lisa Frank.
Lisa Frank.
So you guys have done such a good job of educating me on Pokemon and other things that boys enjoyed.
Dude, this is awesome.
I know nothing about, and so it's my turn to educate you with some Lisa. That's Lisa Frank.
This looks oddly familiar to me. I don't know why.
I'm telling you, you say you didn't know it, but now you know.
I had no idea. So Lisa Frank, funny you hand me a coloring book because...
The queen, Emma.
This morning at 6:30, what did Emmy want to do? Color.
Color, yeah.
Yeah, that's one of her like favorite activities. She's
got
to do
stickers in there.
I see the stickers too.
Katie saw that on the table last night. She's like, is that for me? I was like, no, it's not.
The funny thing is Noah's going to be jealous about this. Well, I don't get a color book.
She can share the stickers.
No, I know. She will
work. Bad chance.
she will say mine. I know that. But that is so kind of you. Thank you for that. That's amazing. So Lisa Frank, so you've been telling me about her and how the girls all love this stuff. And this has been around a long time though, right? This isn't like a
It's new. Been around since the 80s, yeah. It's
since
been
the 80s?
I mean, since I was a kid. Yeah, I was a kid in the 80s.
This is the part of the show, Justin, where you give Mamie a gift.
What did you bring me? Oh, no, thank you.
Okay. Dang, you can't say no to a gift. That's not how it works. It's called re-gifted. Don't say no. You always say yes. Gosh, she said no, thank you. I pass her a delicious cup of hot Joe out of my beautiful
Greystone
Lodge.
It is a beautiful
Greystone
Lodge cup. I do like the cup. Yeah, you can drink the coffee. I'll take the cup with me. Thank you.
Speaking of, yeah, wow, gosh.
No.
No, and where this really was going, we are grateful for our teachers that are in our community.
We are very grateful for our teachers.
WSIC has a Teacher of the Month contest going on right now, and it's every month. It's not just a one-off thing. This is each month we're going to draw a random winner to be celebrated. And right now we want to thank Nina's Boutique and Brighter Smiles of Davidson for supporting the teachers in the local area. $50 gift certificate to Nina's, free gentle whitening treatment from Brighter Smiles of Davidson. So at the end of April, we'll draw our next. WSIC News, LKN Memes, WSICnews.com. You can register, and it's real simple. Whether you're the teacher, whether you know a teacher, somebody you care about, go ahead and get them registered up. It's free, just literally their name, contact information, and that you like them. And you just click submit, like, yeah, I like this teacher.
Very easy, yeah.
Super easy. Greystone Lodge is coming up. Speaking of this wonderful Greystone mug, Ben McKeithen, general manager of Greystone Lodge, going to be joining us at 8:30. We talked earlier in the week with the Schaefer Center Performing Arts, Allison West, who I believe is the director over there, and talking about the Appalachian Summer Festival coming up. And I'm no doubt that what else will come up as part of the conversation today, Merlefest.
Yeah.
Because we've launched the Merlefest mega giveaway.
The ultimate Merlefest giveaway.
The ultimate.
Yes. It is. It's the ultimate. It's the biggest, best, Merle Fest giveaway we could ever do.
Ever make up.
Ever, no. Ever, 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 ever. Build it up. So.
Was that mega? Is that what that, that was like a.
The, what was that noise?
It was like a, it was like the Death Star or.
Is that a good thing?
It just means mega.
Mega.
Yeah.
Big.
Yeah.
It's really big.
Like
really.
A colossal.
Colossal. Ooh, that's a
Ooh,
good
that
word.
That is a
right
good
there.
Word.
Can
that's
you conjugate that? Colossalism?
Mm, I'm going to say no.
The Colossus of Clout. Mm. Babe Ruth.
Oh, Babe Ruth, yeah.
Oh, I got the reference. Yeah. I was trying
it's
to
from
do
from Sandlot. That's where I know it from.
Oh, good movie reference.
Yeah, that is a good movie.
All right, 844 Studio 4, if you have any thoughts for Bill this morning on any of the shenanigans. Lingbia, maybe some of the boat stuff. You know, the phone's been ringing over there. He's been chit-chatting with people.
Still looking for people to go in on that zoo, too.
16 million?
Yeah.
It's only, I mean, if we do $50 a person, let's see, $16 million divided by $50. Okay, we only need 320,000 people to join
right.
in on that. That's a one time, but there will be added maintenance as well.
Yeah.
The animals do have to eat. So, and, well, unless you want to volunteer. Well, no, never mind.
Stay where you are. There's more Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. That morning pep talk for Lake Norman, Statesville with Justin, Bill, and Mamie now on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 8:34. Happy little Friday to you. Not sure what your plans are for the weekend or maybe in the next few weeks. Looking to summertime. Maybe you're looking to travel. Maybe you want to go to the High Country. Beautiful location. Greystone Lodge located in Boone. That's G-R-A-Y, greystonelodge.com. Ben McKeithen, general manager, joins us. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, folks. How are we doing today?
Another day in paradise. I say that every day. You can probably say that every day, too. The leaves and the flowers are beginning to bloom up there in Boone, if I had to guess.
Yeah, we are noticing that the trees are starting to bud out those leaves and starting to see some flowers. It's definitely exciting. Spring is around the corner.
Plenty to do in the springtime in Boone. Great hiking, great activities, great destinations. And, of course, I guess I can't be surprised because it's all the rage here, even in the Lake Norman and North Charlotte area, pickleball.
Yeah.
And pickleball has now infiltrated Boone, North Carolina. The Summit Pickleball is coming up with a tournament. Can you tell us about it, Ben?
Yeah, if you go to our website, greystonelodge.com, we just posted a new blog. It's entitled Greystone Lodge Extends Local Partnerships, and we've got local partnerships with the Summit Pickleball. There's some great pictures of what to expect and details here on our on this blog, so definitely check that out. We've got some tournaments coming up here that we're sponsoring, and we have the opportunity for those guests that are coming up for those events to get discounts. So read all about that on our blog, 15% off to stay at the Greystone.
Not bad. And also, another giveaway that's coming up, and we announced it today. Well, we've talked about it, but we've announced the official requirements. The Ultimate Merle Fest giveaway. The grand prize winner is going to receive a 2-night stay at Greystone Lodge and also a four any day passes to Merle Fest. Ben, has there been in the past people that will stay at Greystone and go to Merle Fest?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's a technicality question because we actually opened in June of last year. But yeah, people definitely do come up and stay in the High Country and enjoy the Merle Fest.
So it's only about what? You told me 20, 30 minutes, depending on traffic from the hotel?
Yeah, it's a short drive down the mountain. You're going to get a little bit better weather up here, great restaurants to choose from, a good High Country experience to add into the whole Merle Fest weekend.
And so part of it is, and I'm going to speak for everybody in the entire world right now, Ben. I think I can do that. I think I can do that. When you look for a hotel, the number one requirement is breakfast included. Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Tell us about the Greystone breakfast.
Well, I'm constantly so excited about what we offer at our breakfast and talking to the guests, hearing the feedback, reading the feedback. you know, we have got, I just really think we've done something special with our breakfast program. I'm really excited about it. And guests get their day started off right with a really good experience for the high country just by going to breakfast.
A great way to start the day. So the ultimate Merlefest giveaway happening right now. If you go to WSIC News' and LK and Memes' Instagram page, you can see the requirements. You got to follow, you got to tag, you got to like, you got to comment the shebang. But a real easy entry.
Very easy. Very easy to enter. Yeah.
Very easy to enter. So just go there and check out on Instagram. Ben, but that's not happening until April 25th through the 28th. That's when Merlefest is going on. But there's plenty of stuff between now and then. If I look at the calendar I'm seeing here, April 19th, Boone Earth Film Festival and Celebration at the Appalachian Theater. Earth Day. That's a big holiday.
Yeah, absolutely. They got some great programming going on, some short films, documentaries, talking about our beautiful Earth and all things about it. So that's pretty exciting. And then I also want to mention that this Friday, tomorrow night, April 12th, the Indigo Girls are playing at the Schaefer Center. It is sold out. I do feel like we have quite a few people staying with us because we're very busy tomorrow night. But just around the corner, probably one of my favorite groups, St. Paul and the Broken Bones, is coming up as well. So we got a lot of really good excitement programming coming up.
Ben, mentioning the Schaefer Center, we did have a chance to speak with Allison West. Ben sat down with her on Tuesday. And so if you missed that conversation, you can go back on the WSIC News Instagram page and check that out. Schaefer Center really doing a lot going on with Appalachian Summer Festival coming up. Brad Paisley coming to the high country. Ben, as we transition into spring in the high country and the reasons for people to come up there, give us some of the reasons why spring and into summer is a good time to come to the high country.
I feel like the ultimate draw to the high country is nature. I think that we have four unique seasons here in the high country, which not a lot of our guests get to experience that where they're from. Even just the 2-hour drive really changes that for people. They get have a true spring experience. So I think the spring is just an opportunity for people to really re-engage with outdoor activities, hiking, getting out and seeing nature, the beauty of nature. And, and now we've got these new exciting sports like pickleball. We've even got a relationship with Deer Valley Racquet Club. That's also on that blog, talking about some discounts we're offering for some of their tennis tournaments. So there's a lot of excitement going on.
This is an indoor pickleball facility. They've got the tournaments that you mentioned, the Summit Pickleball. I mean, this looks like a very, if I'm on graystonelodge.com, G-R-A-Y, graystonelodge.com, I click blog and I go to this article, Greystone Lodge extends local partnership to adding Boone's newest pickleball facility, the Summit. This looks like a very nice indoor facility. Is it, I'm not saying it's too nice. Is this almost out of place though? Like I mean, this would be anywhere. This is a very nice looking facility.
It is. And honestly, they used a industrial building that was, they just repurposed an industrial building. It was the perfect size to offer that year round pickleball experience. I know that they've got some big plans for their outdoor area coming up, in the spring and summer, but they've got like a 15,000 square foot outdoor area that they're going to be doing stuff as well. So, it's a great addition to the high country.
Greystonelodge.com, G-R-A-Y. The blog is there, the amenities, local discounts. And the reason for it is because and Ben, correct me if I'm wrong, it fits the mantra of Greystone in more concierge level style service. And so the local discounts, we've talked about the ham shop week in and week out, Ben. By all accounts, has it been a success to have the ham shop be part of Greystone each day?
100%. I feel like there's just this energy building around the ham shop that I hear from the guests. I hear from locals in the community, the excitement coming from the owners of the ham shop. Yeah, it's a great marriage of businesses here in our parking lot. It's pretty exciting. I really get excited because today's Thursday. They start posting their specials for the weekend and start making my plans around that too, you know?
I also imagine this time of year is when people start making plans for graduation. You know, there's a lot of students at Appalachian State, meaning that there's quite a few probably going to go through the Convocation Center come May in order to graduate and move on to the next season of life. But that means a lot of parents, a lot of family members, a lot of friends coming up to the high country. What are some of the tips and things that you want to let people know in advance of graduation to maybe start considering?
Well, you definitely need to consider, obviously, your hotel room, getting that booked. The next thing you need to consider is, where is everybody going to eat? Making reservations at certain restaurants is going to be definitely important. That same weekend, the Friday night is going to be Adam Church will be playing at the Appalachian Theater. So it's going to be a very festive, fun weekend. But just plan ahead. That's all I can say. You know, also, when you're in the high country, always just make sure you bring layers, because even in May, you could have those cool evenings sitting by the fire pit.
I was going to say, yeah.
You bring your layers.
By the fire pit, making some s'mores.
Absolutely. And I want to just, we'll talk more about this next week, but I've got another local partner that's rolling out this week on our page, and that is going to be Speckled Trout Outfitters. That's a great, so Speckled Trout is an excellent restaurant over in Blowing Rock, and right next to it, they have a new Outfitters. They offer guided hiking, guided tours, and they set you up with everything you need, take you out, and they're going to be offering exclusive discounts to our guests to be able to do a guided tour from Speckled Trout Outfitters. So we're going to be loading that up on the blog this week and talking more about next week. But that was just announced. Really excited about that one too.
I'm gonna try to hold off until next week. I've got questions. You know, I've never been fly fishing before, but I literally was having a conversation with somebody about fly fishing the other week. I think it may have been Ben Daniels. I can't remember who it was. So I'm very curious to hear about Speckled Trout, the different excursions and opportunities there for the future.
That sounds like a great time.
Isn't it Rob who fly fishes?
Yeah, we'll do a remote live with them maybe next week, or if not the next, but to show you their space and what they all have to offer to our guests and your listeners.
Very cool. Ben McKeith, and General Manager, Greystone Lodge, G-R-A-Y, GreystoneLodge.com. Ben, what else do you want people to know for this week as it relates to Greystone and the High Country?
Just continue to stay in tune with us on our social media, checking out our website, and always looking for something new and exciting. But yeah, we've got a lot going on. We're really excited, and just get your reservation and come see us.
Sometimes when I'm just dreaming of the High Country, I'll just go on to Greystone's Instagram page and just look at the pictures of the mountains.
Beautiful
and things
pictures.
Like that.
Mm. Beautiful pictures. Mm.
Ben McKeithen, we appreciate you, sir. Looking forward to chatting again next week. Have a great weekend. Enjoy that pickleball tournament, sir.
All right, you guys have a good one.
More Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie is on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Want to talk with Justin, Bill, or Mamie? Give them a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on WSIC.
Good Morning LKN. 8:48 on this Friday. What do you want to do?
It's not Friday.
I said Little Friday, didn't I? Or did I say Friday?
You said Friday.
Man.
It's Thursday.
It's all
running
together.
It feels like Friday. It does feel like a Friday to me. I was thinking Friday all morning. Feels like a Friday because, you know what? We got so much fun stuff going on. It just feels like a fun Friday.
Every day is Friday when it's National Pet Day.
It's National Pet Day.
Did you get, you got, thank you for getting my pet something.
Now,
did you get?
I didn't think, because I only have one kid. Mm-hmm. I didn't think about siblings. Is he going to get his feelings hurt?
You're concerned about Noah right now. That is so thoughtful of you.
I am now. I am.
Don't be concerned.
Because I have siblings. Because yesterday was National Sibling Day.
Oh, was it?
It was. Hmm. And I have three sisters.
My children celebrated that by slamming each other's heads into the ground while wrestling.
My sisters may be here tomorrow.
Yeah. Should I be nervous about that?
No.
Okay.
They're big fans of you guys.
No, though. They're big fans of you.
No, big fans of specifically Justin and Bill. Listen, every morning they're diehard fans.
I find that very difficult to believe. But no, it's very flattering at the same
time. I'll take it.
National Pet Day today. Are you celebrating your pet? Are ferrets included in this?
Yes.
If you like your ferret, yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah. Ferrets at one point were considered to be the best pets you can have if they didn't have like a little bit of an odor.
Is the odor optional?
No, unfortunately. It's their one caveat.
Mm.
So they're the
they would be the best pets if they did not have that.
But for.
Correct.
Yes.
But for.
What makes them a good pet? What makes a ferret a good pet?
They are furry, fun.
I don't think you have to have them in a cage,
energy.
Do you?
You don't have to.
Right.
People do, so you can kind of compact them a little bit. But yeah, they're
make
just nice and or just keep them in an area.
What's the oddest pet you've ever had? Mm. You had a pet that's not just...
And that snake was pretty wild.
No, you had a snake?
I did have a snake.
Yeah? What was its name?
What did I name her? She didn't last long. Mm. Let me be very clear. To the point of death, by the way, if I'm being direct. Mm. The rat ate her.
Mm-hmm. Ate its way out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Have I ever told you about that?
No, that's not the story.
Okay. So I had a snake against everything my dad had said of me getting a snake.
How old were you?
17, 18.
Oh, okay.
Somewhere
you weren't
in that
like
ballpark.
Seven.
Old enough.
Yeah, old enough to
old
know.
Old enough to know better. Yeah. So I would take the snake. It was a, it wasn't a python. It was a
boa.
Was it a
boa.
Constrictor?
It was a constrictor. Boa. So, but what you have to do with snakes when you own them is you don't feed them in the same tank where you just like let them hang out, because they'll get used to then every time you put your hand in thinking it's food, it's chomp, chomp.
Mm.
So I would take the snake out, put it in a plastic Tupperware bin, classic, and I would feed it.
Mm-hmm. What do they eat? Right? Mice?
Mice. Yeah, mice. Now, I would also from time to time take the snake out. Leave her. I think it was a her. I was told it was a her when I bought her on Craigslist. Let me be clear about that.
Craigslist snake?
Tank included.
That's where I used to get snakes back in the day.
Where else you get snakes at these days? Yeah, you know what I mean? Besides Craigslist.
You're lucky it wasn't like the octopus with...
Well, funny enough, a separate story about the... don't let me forget about the octopus before we end the day. It was okay. Kind of freaky. But so I would take the snake. I also put her on the bed just to kind of hang out. Like we were friends.
Mm-hmm.
At least I thought. She disappeared one day. Sometime later, and I feel like it was in the range of at least weeks, maybe months.
Yeah, it was definitely some weekends.
I go into my bathroom.
The snake is missing for
gone,
that long?
Gone. I don't even know if I told my parents.
Okay. Your mom knows now.
And at some point, I'm in my bathroom, and like there's like this little like thing like I see like kind of hanging out of the corner of the vanity.
No.
I pop the panel off because, you know, I'm 17. I'm like, let's just take this apart real quick. It's only a vanity in a bathroom. Who cares?
Popping panels.
And there, sure enough, there she, again, I believe, was hanging out. Well, coiled out inside the vanity in my bathroom. I found her. And I said, you must be starving. You must be so hungry.
Mm-hmm.
So I put her in her container to eat, which I had kept this whole time. I mean, I believe, you know, that I would see her again. And... then I put the rat in and I check on her the next morning. The rat ate
it's
her.
It's a bloodbath.
The rat ate the snake.
The rat
it
ate
looked
the snake.
Like it had swallowed the snake, or the snake had swallowed the rat and then, or the mouse, and then the mouse maybe chewed its way out.
No.
Don't know how the mouse made it past the gatekeeping jaws of the snake.
Well, the snake must have been, you know, weak, tired, I guess. I don't know. I don't know how snakes work.
That's why I tried to give it food, because I thought it'd be hungry and, like, you know, would give its last effort of survival.
That mouse said, no, not today.
The
so
mouse
then he had
won
a mouse.
The battle. Yes. So then I put the lid on it.
A mouse named Rambo.
And I set it free. I said, you deserve this. You deserve to live.
Yeah, the mouse,
you,
yeah.
Absolutely.
You fought for your space in this world.
Right. Then came a hawk.
Never know what happened. Same thing with Bonnie and Clyde, my turtles that I released in Robbins Park. Apologies, Mayor Washam, Parks and Rec crew, and environmental health and everyone else. I don't think you're allowed to release turtles into the
wild.
No,
you're not supposed to do that.
They definitely run Robbins Park now at this point, I'm sure a decade later. I have no doubt they're the leaders of that jungle.
What about the octopuses?
Oh, yeah, I wrote that down. So they're definitely listening to us. I wake up this morning on my timeline, and one of the accounts I follow is a food account, and he's cooking octopus.
Oh, full circle.
And it was a entire
octopus
that just slammed.
I can't believe you've never
cutting
board. Had octopus though. Like straight octopus.
I'm sure I've had octopus before.
You would know if you'd had it.
Mm. I know I haven't had it.
Very distinct.
I think I've had it.
Okay.
Again, if it's on the menu and it's like an exotic thing like that, I'm not afraid. And in fact, I most of the time will push to trying the exotic thing. And so I want to say I can visualize little cooked tentacles.
All right, well.
Are the tentacle, the things, are they suckers or puckers?
Definitely suck pucks.
Okay.
Yeah,
just
I don't
to
know.
Clear that up.
You eat the whole tentacle, though, whenever you eat octopus.
Oh,
the
it's chewy, thing. Like you said.
Very chewy.
I can visualize it. They're the oldest animals, I think,
they have
the earth.
They have blue blood.
Yeah.
And I think they have nine hearts or
yeah,
two brains?
Big brain. Big
two
brain.
Brains.
Yeah. Some of them.
I got that fact from direct from the source, Finding Dory.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't know.
Yeah. I learned a lot of facts from Disney movies too. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm wondering if another WSIC host, Patrick Reynolds, who hosts the Home Ad Show Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 here on WSIC, being National Pet Day. I've actually never asked Patrick this before. Patrick, do you have a pet?
I do not. My daughter has a couple of cats. She's off at college. She's got a couple of cats. I don't have any pets.
Bringing cats to college, that's a bold move.
Well, she didn't. They're still here in Mooresville. So they're hers type of thing. But yeah, I don't have any pets.
Is it
I love animals. I okay. love them. But yeah.
So you're not like, Mamie doesn't like animals.
Do you want to buy that zoo with us? You got $50?
Of course.
All right.
Count me in. Count All right, me in for 50.
How many we need now?
All right. 369,990 minus us as well. 369,996.
That's all we need.
Left. $50 each. That's all it's going to take. We can pool this together.
All right. Send your money.
Venmo. Yeah, Venmo memes. Patrick, how are you doing this morning?
I have learned several things this morning from listening to Good Morning LKN.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yes. One, on the potential list for advertisers for the station, Pet Stores is getting crossed out. Second, Justin Kazepas has a pontoon boat.
Oh, there you go.
And third, Patrick Reynolds has announced his new best friend is Justin Kazepas. I got the horns. Yeah. I got the horns. That's right.
One of those summer friends.
That's right.
Hey, well, buddy.
So part of having, okay, that, and I'm fine with that because there's actually a list that I keep of people because it's kind of the reverse. It's more of like I call you to go on the boat. It's more like as if I'm calling you to help me move because when the engine stops, everyone who's on the boat has volunteered to strap a rope to their leg.
Oh, yeah.
And in now, the water paddling.
I've swum a boat back to the dock before. Yeah. I'm familiar with that one.
I usually lift the hood. I'm diving in. I'm going to try to fix that thing.
Well, no gas is usually.
Oh, no fuel. Do you need a fuel sponsor? Because if that's all it takes, I'm not your guy.
Now, Patrick, you're dropping a lot of sales knowledge right now, too. You've been hitting the streets as well. You do stuff for Waves. You're doing stuff for WSIC. What's the sentiment when you're talking to these businesses across the area and wanting to reach out and be a part of the community? What are some of those conversations been like?
Really positive. They see what WSIC is. They see what it was and how it's evolving, which I think is a very positive thing. They see what Waves Entertainment is doing out there in-person stuff. And I think we're putting together this unheard of, but it's going to be like this beautiful peanut butter and jelly sandwich. You guys had the jelly, Waves had the peanut butter, and I think it's going to go together. And this summer, not only on your boat, Justin, but on the airwaves and in the concerts, we're going to be where it's at. And I think yes. Hallelujah. Praise. Yes. Hands up. Praise. Yes. The airwaves and the concerts, man, this is going to be, we are where it's going to be. We're going to be the cool place where it's at. Company is going to be on board. People are going to be with us. The conversations are going fantastic.
And no matter where you go, you can take WSIC with you with the WSIC News app. And the iOS store, Google Play, you can download it. You can take the local deals with you. So if you're a business in the area and you're wanting to get the word out and you want to do it in a cost-effective way, we wanted to make sure we can get every business included in getting the word out. So including with the app, you also can get radio mentions if you advertise with the app. Real easy to do.
That's right.
That's a pretty good time. Patrick Reynolds, host of the Home Ad Show, coming up at 9 o'clock. You want to buy something, sell something, trade something. You got a birthday. You got an anniversary. You call up Patrick, 844 Studio 4. You actually get Joe first, producer extraordinaire there in Statesville, who, you know, kind of gives you the lay of the land mm-hmm. coming up. So enjoy the show, Patrick, and be safe out there. You know, it's a little rainy today.
Yeah. Stay dry, guys.
All right. Good morning, fam. Appreciate you. Tomorrow's Friday.
Yes.
It's not today. It's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Like I almost said, have a good weekend, but I can't say that.
Serving you better than ever before. 105.9 100.7 WSIC, Statesville, Mooresville, North Charlotte.